I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Chicago, the longest-running musical in Broadway history, opened Wednesday and continues this evening at the IU Auditorium. It's an energetic show with memorable, well-drawn characters, lots of sweatily athletic dancing. On stage, there's an eloquently full orchestra. It's a brass band with one violin, a banjo, and all those corny percussion parts that we may remember from Saturday morning cartoons. When the show opened in 1996, Bill Clinton was president. The show seemed dark, edgy, even a bit political. Since then, time has passed, and with Orange, the New Black, we've gotten less amazed by women behind bars, domineering matrons, and also lawyers on the make. As the ladies of Chicago document their crimes in the cell block tango, all except the headline-grabbing Velma, Teresie McLeod, and the pathetic cognac, Alexa Jane Lois, play them for laughs. Later, the conniving matron, full-voiced Jennifer Fouché, sang one of her signature songs with good humor and an audience-amusing ending. Peter Lockyer made an outstanding appearance as the smooth-era baritone lawyer Billy Flynn. His appearance is a bit of a tribute to vaudeville's Sally Rand and her more risque fan dance. Lockyer has the period vocal style and its graces down perfectly. If you close your eyes, you're back on 42nd Street. Dylas Croman is Roxy Hart, the evening's other storied femme fatale. Her struggles, first just to escape hanging, and then to keep her name on the front page of the gossip columns, actually become moving, especially when Roxy's paired with the harder-edged Velma of Teresie McLeod. Her mid-stage pathos left the audience a bit chastened and quiet. There's a momentarily dark moment in Chicago, with the sobering of the first hanging of a woman in 47 years. Alexa Jane Lois, as Hunyak, can only mumble, "Not guilty, Uncle Sam, not guilty, Uncle Sam," in a pitiful plea that rings a bit in our ears. Generally, comedy rules. The towering G. Rattel played the reporter Mary Sunshine with the appropriate uncritical open heart, open eyes, and open vocal cords. In some performances, when Mary whips off her wig, it's a bit of a shock. Wednesday night's audience seemed well prepared. Rotund Paul Vogt was Amos Hart, Roxy's hapless husband. Whether as her punching bag or on occasion when he spoke up for himself, he was a favorite. His gentle delivery of the song Mr. Cellophane, about being generally ignored in life, reminded me just a bit of the great sad circus clown Emmett Kelly. The opening night audience at the auditorium gave the hard-working cast and orchestra a standing ovation, with special applause for the lawyer, the matron, the murderesses, and the hapless husband. This evening at 7 in nearby Woodburn Hall, Joshua Robinson continues to start the evening off with a lively half-hour on vaudeville's history that takes us right up to Chicago's first failure in 1975 and its successes beginning in 1996. Curtain for Chicago, the musical in the auditorium, is at 8. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
Razzle dazzle 'em, and he'll